The governor has consistently opposed the idea of splitting out individual parts of the budget, saying that how much the state spends on one area affects how much it has left to spend on others. But Monday was the first time the governor had spoken out publicly since Republicans announced their plans to pass a schools budget that largely matches his own. Doyle called it significant movement, but he says his position hasn't changed.
I appreciate, again, the fact that their position on education has changed and become much more realistic, and I appreciate that. But they all know that this piecemeal budget isn't going anywhere, and so they're kind of wasting everybody's time, and it would be much better spent if they were sitting at the bargaining table and just getting this done.
Senate Democrats say they'll ignore the standalone budgets Republicans passed for public schools and local governments. That means a final budget that covers all areas of state spending will need to be hashed out by the conference committee that's been meeting since late July. Doyle says if leaders work around the clock, he thinks they can wrap up their work by Friday.
But it does mean people are going to have to compromise. It does mean that people aren't going to get everybody's not going to get what they want. But it is time now to make those compromises.
Not everyone shares Doyle's optimism. Republican leaders say it was a major concession on their part to spend an extra $85 million on school aid, and that Democrats have yet to reciprocate. GOP lawmakers say that if Democrats hold firm on all the taxes they proposed in their budget, the two sides will never come together on a final deal. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.